While Music Had the Wrecking Crew, a group of talented session musicians who played on numerous hit records, the SS Keewatin has the Unpacking Crew. The group of Midland area residents arrived in Kingston recently to help ready the ship for its inaugural tourist season in the Limetone City. A contingent of Friends of Keewatin volunteers has been working with volunteers at the Marine Museum of the Great Lakes at Kingston, helping to prepare Keewatin for her first opening in her new home, Friends President Wayne Coombs tells Village Media. They were invited by the museum. By the time they're done, about 500 hours will have been contributed, he added. While the work might seem bittersweet, given that the Edwardian-era ship departed Tay Township's Port McNichol a year ago, Coombs says the group always wants what's best for the ship. The Unpacking Crew is pictured beside the SS Keewatin at its new Kingston home. Photo courtesy Wayne Coombs. The work involves unpacking the contents of the ship, Coombs says, noting that the same group of people plus some other local residents packed it up a year ago before it departed. Group members are also showing Kingston volunteers how to stage the ship's rooms and prepare the objects for display. It provides an opportunity for collaboration so that the knowledge and skills acquired through 8 years of SS Keewatin's operation as an historical attraction Port McNichol can contribute to her successful operation in Kingston, Coombs explains. Connie Cochran, who led the unpacking crew, said they were heartened by the enthusiasm for the ship shown by everyone they met and delighted by the welcome they received and the comfort they were provided. This visit was naturally one of conflicting emotions, and museum staff and volunteers helped to make it a joyous occasion, Cochran says. Besides Cochran, other crew members Janet Roy, Jim Jones, Christy Phillip, Bill Phillip, Susan Rudy, Sandra Charnick and Joanne Ritchie were joined for the second week by Michelle Lakey and on the first day by Eric Conroy. The Port McNichol crew did a fabulous job assisting us these past few weeks, said museum manager Doug Cowie. Both groups of volunteers really enjoyed the experience and we learned a lot. We are all hoping the relationship continues to evolve in the future. Coombs also pointed out the Marine Museum of the Great Lake at Kingston has rebranded itself as the Great Lakes Museum. Of course, SS Keewatin dominates the landscape, and you'll find that Keewatin is well represented on their website as well. Ship tours are expected to start May 13th with two tours offering, a 75-minute passenger experience and a 45-minute engine room experience.